Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי.
Hello, we're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, in the article The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Study materials can be found online, and in the Arvut system you can find it on top. In the study materials button, questions can be asked live online, and relevant questions will be aired live. The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
Please.
Before I go about elucidating the history of the wisdom of Kabbalah, conversed about by many, I find it necessary to begin with a thorough clarification of the essence of this wisdom, which I believe so few know. Naturally, it is impossible to speak of the history of something before we know the thing itself. Although this knowledge is wider and deeper than the sea, I will exert with all the strength and knowledge I have acquired in this field to clarify and illuminate it from all sides, enough for any person to draw the right conclusions as they truly are, leaving no room for error, as is often the case in such matters.
If there are questions, you can ask right away. So we want to scrutinize now, what is the wisdom of Kabbalah? What for? From where? And why? Everything that has to do with it. And how it is associated with us. Yes.
Section, what is the wisdom about? This question comes to the mind of every right-minded person. To properly address it, I will provide a reliable and lasting definition. This wisdom is no more and no less than a sequence of roots that hang down by way of cause and consequence, following fixed, determined laws that interweave into a single exalted goal described as the revelation of His godliness to His creatures in this world.
Meaning we're in this world. In this world there are the creatures. There's an upper world where the creator is. And from the creator down to us comes something that we need to absorb, to grasp, to understand, and accordingly attain Him. And also on the way back from this world to the creator, to the upper world, where we will climb, we will reach and be at His degree, His attainment. This is actually the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is what it takes care of. Of course, if we are talking about the Creator, the one unique and special force that operates in all of reality, then the wisdom of Kabbalah has to do with everything that's happening. And we can, in the way that we study the Creator and understand all these steps in order to attain Him, we reveal all of reality this way. Next.
Can I ask a question, Rob, before we continue?
Yes.
He writes here that the laws are fixed and determined.
Yes.
These are fixed, determined laws in the spiritual world? Is it also in our world, where we are now, in this imaginary world?
This is the imaginary world. This is something that we imagine in our egoistic desire that is constantly in all kinds of... There's no specific rules or laws that you can connect to the Creator, not because... Because of our state, because we are not capable yet to be with our feet on the ground, with eternal, complete principles of the whole of the upper reality. But in truth, there is nothing but that which we study in the wisdom of Kabbalah Other than that, nothing exists. Okay?
Let's continue.
Yes.
And here there's a conduct of general and particular. General, the whole of humanity obligated to eventually come to this immense development. As it is written, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. And he says, your teacher will no longer hide himself, and your eyes will behold your teacher.
Meaning, for such an attainment, such a feeling, such a revelation, for such an understanding, that's what we need to come to in getting to know godliness. That all there is in godliness we can attain. And this will be the completion of our development. Yes.
Particular, that even before the perfection of the whole of humanity, this rule is implemented in a chosen few individuals in every generation. These are the ones who are endowed in each generation with a certain degree of revelation of His godliness. These are the prophets and the men of God. And as our sages said, there is no generation without such that are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thus you see that the revelation of His godliness is implemented in each generation, as our sages, whom we find trustworthy, proclaim.
According to the words of our sages that we hear, the revelation of godliness is in every single generation to each of us. It's partuned, and each, if he receives a yearning for this, can come to all the degrees that he will want to come to. It all depends only on the desire of a person. But it's all open before us, as eventually we all reach the revelation of godliness in a complete manner. PT 29.
He's relating here to the general as to a goal, that the general is the goal.
Well, let's say he doesn't say that. Yeah, you're asking. Okay, think before you ask. The general is not the goal. We, each of us, needs to come to realizing ourselves. And when you go to realize yourself, you need to include with you all the creatures, if that's what you mean as being the general. Okay, let's continue.
Title, The Abundance of Partsfim, Sefirot, and Worlds. According to the above, a question arises. Since this wisdom has but one special and clear role, why is there an abundance of partsufim, sefirot, and interchangeable connections which are so prevalent in the books of Kabbalah? Indeed, if you take the body of a small animal whose only task is to nourish itself so it may exist in this world long enough to procreate and carry on its species, you will find in it a complex structure of millions of fibers and tendons, as physiologists and anatomists have found. And there is much there that humans have yet to find. From the above, you can conclude the vast variety of issues and channels that need to connect in order to fashion and reveal that sublime goal.
Meaning that we need to check and see and investigate and know, understand why these endless details in this special complexity and this special combination bring us to this complete knowledge.
title Two Conducts from Above Downward and from Below Upward. This wisdom is generally divided into two parallel, equal, and identical orders, like two drops in a pond. The only difference between them is that the first order extends from above downward to this world, and the second order begins in this world and traverses from below upward precisely by the same routes and makeups imprinted at their root when they appeared from above downward.
Meaning there's two lines. One as coming down from us from above down, these commands and forces that operate, and the second that raise from us all our requests, our responses to what the Creator influences us, from us to Him, from below upwards. Hebrew 10.
Previously we heard that we need to check and examine why all these endless details exist. Now, a lot of scientists are researching why we have all of these endless amount of details, but very few of them are Kabbalists. What is the difference between a scientist and a Kabbalist that reaches these revelations?
A scientist researches what's besides him according to the tools he has in his intellect. And the main thing is that he discovers the reality that is perceived in his ego, in his earthly brain. A Kabbalist is considered one who connects to a reality that's around him, meaning through the society, as he assembles the system and builds it according to his equivalence with the Creator. And then, in as much as he reveals the Creator according to equivalence of form between him and the Creator, he discovers reality. So a scientist reveals reality in the network of his intellect and his earthly feelings. A Kabbalist reveals reality from his intellect and feeling that are spiritual. What does it mean, spiritual? In a network where forces in order to bestow operate. And a corporeal scientist discovers everything in a network where forces in order to receive operate. Okay, let's go.
Rav, can I ask a question?
Yes.
What does it mean when these things cascade from above downwards and created there? He says it here, that they made all sorts of routes and makeups, and afterwards the Creator being goes from below upwards. In what way does it rise back up? What remains there that He rises on it?
From above down, we have the cascading of desires which become coarser and connect between them in a more complex manner, more corporeal, more egoistic, and from below upwards, it's the opposite. The more he ascends, he uplifts in because more spiritual, more bestowing, more disconnected from his will to receive, and in order to receive, and willing to do actions of bestowal.
It's not just a matter of time, right? It's a change in states?
Of states of attainments. As much as we connect more in the 10, in mutual bestowal to one another, we discover our general force of bestowal and accordingly rise on the degree, on the ladder.
Meaning the created being can be 100 years in the same exact stage? without advancing until it connects in the 10 and then rises, let's say, 1 degree.
Not just 100 years, it could be 1,000 and 5,000 too.
Meaning these degrees are completely not connected to time, like we understand.
Completely not. It all depends on the extent to which a person receives an awakening, and once he gets it, how he implements it.
Please.
We're continuing in the section, the first order. The first order is called the order of descent of the worlds, Partsufim and Sefirot, and all their occurrences, whether lasting or transient. The second order is called attainments or degrees of prophecy and Holy Spirit. A person rewarded with it must follow the same trails and inlets and gradually attain each detail and each degree precisely by the same rules that were imprinted in them upon their emanation from above downward. This is so because the matter of revelation of godliness does not appear at once, as with the revelation of corporeal things, but gradually over a period of time, depending on the cleansing of the one who attains, until one discovers all the degrees that are prearranged from above downward, because they come in an order of attainment, one after the other, and one above the other, as do rungs of a ladder, they are called degrees or steps.
This means that we, to start with, are in the lowest possible point. This state is done by the descent of lights from the world of Ein Sof, from the highest possible degree of reality, and onwards. And from here, we need to start rising above, receiving an upliftment, awakening corporeally. First of all, we feel bad. We want to understand more why we're living, for what. We receive a deficiency to know the source of life. And this way, we advance. On one hand. On the other hand, we need to understand that all those stages we're going through are stages that we are ready. And we are already in this whole process. Just to advance us in this process, we constantly feel how our desire is growing, and we accordingly need to correct it in order to bestow, to connect to others in the right, good way, as much as we understand and are capable. And we can understand and do this inside the 10, as the Kabbalists told us, who have already done this, and recommend to us to do this. That's it. This is what we need to do. But our advancement and ascent is specifically in accordance with, as much as we go from below upwards, from above down, that's the stages we're going to go from below up. And all the laws that we have in the ascent on the ladder of degrees are absolute laws, permanent, constant. They were defined in each of us in the descent of his soul from above down. And therefore, we all together need to add exertion, forces, desires, support of one another. And this is how we cause our ascent on those same degrees that are ready for us already from the head. PT 19.
It says here that the matter of revelation of his godliness is not something that appears at once, as with the revelation of corporeal things, but gradually over a period of time depending on the cleansing of the one who attains. What does it mean, this cleansing? Why does it take so much time until you reach what you need to reach?
We need to adapt ourselves to every single spiritual degree. So every degree, as higher, exalted as it is, it demands from a person to be the most bestowed, to be above his ego, to connect to others and be truly adhered to the group, to the ten, and so on.
And what does this cleansing depend on?
This purification means that he's cleaning his ego and inverting it in order to bestow. That's called that he's purifying it.
So it's not the time that...
I don't hear you. Can you talk into the microphone? Or you don't want to be considerate to us?
Yeah, I'm speaking into the mic. And I mean, meaning not everyone attains the same thing in 10 or 20 years, but each one has a different root of a soul.
In short, each of us has his time and his means, and each of us receives everything he needs according to the root of his soul. And later, I promise you, you will have no possibility to present any complaints that you're not receiving the appropriate care. You will see how you disregarded all the opportunities the Creator, from all his heart, with all the love, gave you. That's it. That's why I take that into account and go and succeed.
Okay.
UK.
There's something happening in our 10. It's I would call it a culture of criticism, where it's become sort of okay for friends to be very hypercritical of each other and how friends, the behavior of each other, of each friend, and how each friend approaches the work. And there's also an inability amongst friends now to sort of restart and refresh and forgive past transgressions. I'm just wondering, what's the advice for a 10 who is kind of stuck in this rut, this routine of hypercriticism? How can a 10 refresh now? What's the advice that they can restart and purify from a new perspective?
It's written about that, and they should be as new in your eyes, that every day you need to erase the past, to truly erase it, and start all over, if you want to advance correctly. Otherwise, you're dragging behind you all your garbage, and it won't let you advance correctly.
So I'm the Shatz today, and we had a bit of a discussion this morning about an incident from yesterday, and the criticism continued, and that was, I pushed forward.
No. Todd, there's no such thing to continue. Whoever continues needs to simply shut his mouth and try to work on himself to not continue from yesterday anything. Don't extend anything from yesterday. Otherwise, he's not living today. He's living yesterday. He's still immersed in what's the past, and he won't advance. Advancement begins from erasing what was yesterday and taking everything in a blank page today.
I think we understand this.
Only that way.
I think we understand it in theory. It's just... And you can say it, and I said it in the meeting this morning, and it was, you know, let's start fresh, we're starting fresh now, but in practice, it's difficult. Friends really want to hold on, egoistically hold on to their complaints.
You need to help one another to exit your egos and to start, not day. Day is called every moment anew. Because every minute that you start all over, as from the beginning, you're carrying out another Rishimo, and that's how you advance.
So just a quick question.
Otherwise, you're not advancing. It's like a clock. It goes Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. That's how it advances. All of a sudden it stops. And it can't advance. This is what happens when you don't forget the past. You're not letting a new Rishimo rise up inside of you. You're stuck on the previous Rishimo.
You can't force a friend to do it, though. So is there, in practice, a way to just reset? Sit down, read an article. Does it help to have the conversation? I mean, to say we're starting over?
Yes, it's written a lot about this. Yes, of course. But without this, you're not advancing yourselves. It's best not to do anything than to constantly sit and discuss that same thing, and grind on those things. It's prohibited.
And discuss the necessity to restart. If we had that sort of a discussion, that we need to restart and why it's important.
This has to be a decision you make in advance, that we need to start from the start. At least from yesterday to today, when we rise and wake up for the lesson and start between us, our connection needs to be completely as if nothing was done before. That's why it's written, and they should be new in your eyes. That's called a new day. Otherwise, you're not advancing whatsoever. And moreover, you're going down to the klipot.
Chelyabinsk, Omsk.
Question. Can we increase the desire to be included in the friends to a friend who is not there continuously? And what does it depend that one comes into the group and the other one just walks around it for years? Is it possible to correct this?
This is how you can raise a desire in a friend, by showing him how much we want to come to the goal, and we all are doing actions together towards it.
בבקשה, קריין.
Please, reader.
אנחנו נמצאים בעמוד 16, טור א', כותרת.
We're continuing in the section abstract names.
רבים סבורים אשר כל המילות והשמות.
Many believe that all the words and the names in the wisdom of Kabbalah are a kind of abstract names, since it deals with godliness and spirituality, which are above time and space, where even our imagination has no hold. For this reason, and they have decided that all that is said about such matters is only abstract names, or even more sublime and exalted than abstract names, as they are completely and from the outset devoid of imaginary elements. But this is not the case. On the contrary, Kabbalah uses only names and appellations that are concrete and real. It is an unbending law for all Kabbalists that anything we do not attain, we do not define by a name and a word. Here, you must know that the word attainment, Hasagah in Hebrew, means the ultimate degree of understanding. It derives from the phrase, Ki tasig yadecha, your hand shall attain. That means that before something becomes utterly lucid, as though gripped in one's hand, Kabbalists do not consider it attained, but by other names, such as understanding, comprehension, and so on.
Meaning eventually we need to come to such an understanding, attainment, connection, to to the matter, the subject that we're studying, the picture we attain, so nothing will remain in doubt for us, that what we're attaining fills all our revealing vessels that are being revealed more and more from time to time. And then as we start to understand and feel and fill ourselves with all the possibilities, that the upper light which fills our kli gives us to feel, understand, attain, and therefore spiritual attainment is not like corporeal attainment. Partial, some, but it nevertheless gives us the complete feeling, the filling in the whole kli that is being revealed. Meaning in every state that I reveal a whole thing. It just might be that later I'm clarifying that it's in a greater zoom more and more, but a complete picture. Well, we will talk about this. The wrong one.
How can we reach full attainment when in the 10, when the will to receive is constantly growing and you're just confused?
Because each time the will to receive expands and we correct it to be in order to bestow. So to such an extent that the will to receive grows and we adapt it to in order to bestow, then in this will to receive, discover a special phenomena, which is called bestowal. This phenomena we call Bore, Creator. Come and see. I've exerted and I found. And this is what we do.
PT 24.
I want to continue the question of Todd's question. If there is something with a friend, are we able to use all the means in order to overcome all of this, or it needs to be above reason?
I don't know. I can't tell you in such a way that you're presenting the problem. I'm afraid to say or yes or no or I don't know or what. Really? Tell me what we're talking about more, maybe, if there is a place for it.
It's something that happens in the tens. For example, maybe in the middle of criticism, before or after, and they say the friend is in adhesion and wholeness, and in this, I am able to hold on to this in my thoughts, and this helps me a lot. And this is above reason that I resolve it. But the question is, do I need to resolve it also within reason, or do I need to, just need to rise above reason?
Above reason, it's for sure, and it's worthwhile to do it within reason later, like Rabash tells us about the relations between friends.
PT 18. Rav, in the 10, let's say someone reaches spiritual attainment, is this felt? Do we feel it on him if he doesn't talk about it?
Nothing externally changes. Nothing changes externally. But a person who attains the internal form of reality and the force that operates in the operated, and then he has more connection to all of reality.
And the ten is influenced from this?
The ten is influenced by this even if they don't know.
Hebrew 10.
Thank you.
Hebrew 10.
Continuation, Amnon's question. We hear that a friend is speaking more to the point and out of experience, something that's felt on him. How can he not relate to this?
The main thing for us is the connection between us. I don't need some kind of wise words from him. I need his heart. As much as the two of us can open our hearts and connect. And in the connection between us and our hearts, there we will attain the Creator.
Barur.
Is that clear? Let's go.
We're in the section, the actuality and the wisdom of Kabbalah. Actual things are found even in the corporeal reality set before our eyes, although we have neither perception nor an image of their essence. Such are the electricity and the magnet, which are called fluidum. Nevertheless, who can say that these names are not real? When we have complete satisfactory awareness of their actions, and we are utterly careless about the fact that we have no perception in the essence.
This is how it is in everything. When we're in this world, we don't attain any essence. We just attain that something influences us. Sight, vision, smell, taste, touch, our brain, anything like that. I don't know what it is. I just grasp the results of what it influences. And accordingly, I live. No more than that. But this is enough for me in order to feel myself in the world, the big, that there's many details here. And that's how I get along. Next.
The essence of the subject itself, namely electricity in itself, this name is as tangible.
He's giving us the example of electricity. We don't understand what electricity is. We just know the phenomena, the results, that which happens as a result of it. What it spins, what it operates.
This name is as tangible and as close to us as though it were entirely perceived by our senses. Even little children are familiar with the word electricity, as well as they're familiar with words such as bread, sugar, and so on. Moreover, if you wish to exercise your tools of scrutiny, I shall tell you that as a whole, as there is no perception of the Creator whatsoever, so is it impossible to attain the essence of any of His creatures, even the tangible objects that we feel with our hands.
Meaning that we don't attain the essence, we attain only the actions that some essence executes upon us, in our senses. This we know, meaning it could be that I altogether now, not like I depict myself, but let's say I'm laying down unconscious, and it seems to me like I'm giving you a lesson and who knows what's happening, yes? That's how I depict it to myself. And I can't say it's right or not. That's how it is also with all of the reality that we're in. This is how we live. The wisdom of Kabbalah brings us to a state where we can attain the actions that the upper force does on us. And out of, from your deeds, we know you. That's how we know him. But in our corporeal senses, in our world, we can never understand, I'm dreaming, I'm awake, what am I doing, where, how? Nothing. Next.
Thus, all we know about our friends and relatives in the world of action before us are nothing more than acquaintance with these actions. These are prompted and born by the association of their encounter with our senses, which render us complete satisfaction, although we have no perception whatsoever in the essence of the subject. Furthermore, you have no perception or attainment whatsoever, even in your own essence. Everything you know about your own essence is nothing more than a series of actions extending from your essence. Now, you can easily conclude that all the names and appellations that appear in books of Kabbalah are indeed real and factual, although we have no attainment in the subject matter whatsoever.
Meaning that we give these names that we learned, as we've learned, in the inner istaklut nimit in part one of Taz, and how we give names to phenomena that we feel, that no matter what we attain, we shall not know by name or word. And that's why all these names and appellations that we give names to, we give them names according to how they occur in us, according to the feeling that it invites in us. Questions, friends? The Rome one, south one.
That is to say that if I'm following this excerpt from the Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, so then we cannot understand what is connection in the ten? This is something just that will enter into us automatically?
You will succeed at revealing, feeling, understanding, investigating all that you can in your kli, and not above that. Because above you, don't demand. Why? Because you have no kilim there. Meaning everything that we attain according to our kilim, our vessels, which are in equivalence of form with the upper phenomena, the upper light.
Oh,
we have Hebrew 10, please.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. He said to a friend previously that I need to connect only with my heart and the friend's heart. What exactly is my heart and the friend's heart?
For us to be in a common feeling. That's called our hearts connect. And with a common feeling, we come to a spiritual kli. Because you're giving up your ego, I'm giving up my ego, and we're connecting our kilim above the egos of each of us, and this is how we come to a spiritual ego. PT3.
What can we learn from the relations that need to be between us regarding all of how we come to know our friend and our world? Just like we only know about his actions.
You can't understand, attain, or feel anything from someone or something, only the actions, because the actions of someone come to you and you feel it. You learn him according to those actions that you attain. You have no other possibility in feeling a person, not just a person, any phenomena. It's only the actions of something that influences you.
Okay, and what does it mean? Meaning from the point of view of how I perceive the friend, when I look at my friends and I perceive them however I perceive them, what am I supposed to understand from this? That I don't perceive them correctly?
Why don't you perceive them correctly? I don't understand you.
I don't know. He writes that I have no attainment in the essence.
You have no concept, but it's not that you're not perceiving them correctly. You're saying if I don't perceive them correctly, that's very perception. And here we're talking about a lack of perception. That you can't say this way or that way.
So practically, what can I take from this when I look at the friends? What needs to be this foundation in me towards what I receive from him now?
you cancel your ego towards him as much as possible, to the extent in which you cancel, nullify your ego, and then beyond that you start to connect to a friend, and you build with him a common kli, and in this common kli you start to discover the upper force which fills the two of you. And then from that you start to come to spirituality, to the Creator, because the Creator is the rule where you discover some phenomena in the connection between you. You're discovering the Creator, because the Creator is the common root to you all. And if you reveal him as he fills you, then you're revealing the Creator, the root. And if you can't be to that extent connected, you don't reveal the Creator. And then you don't understand where you are.
From the current perception of just knowing the actions, where do I lack connection here? So why am I current state, meaning why the way I perceive the friend right now, why does it mean I'm not connected? What does it mean I'm not connected to him?
And what are you connected? Do you influence him? Do you bestow to him? Do you give him everything? Do you feel him? Do you want to help him to fill himself? You can be the mediator between him and the Creator. Can you push him towards the Creator? Are you giving him an example of how to behave? Tell me.
I don't know. It seems to me that I do feel him.
Well, the fact that you're feeling, and it seems to you, it's in your ego and your corrupted vessels. I'm talking about the fact that you're trying to behave in such a way that you want to rise above your egoistic vessels, and then in that invite the actions of the upper light upon you. And when this light influences you, accordingly, you start to reveal a connection with the Creator, and in the connection between you, as much as you nullify yourself before him, you start to reveal the common force between you, which is the Creator.
Wait, 1 second. What does it mean to rise above the perception of the actions that I see in him now?
Because now you are in an egoistic way. Try to exit it towards the friend as much as possible, like Rabash writes in his articles about the society.
What does it mean to come out of this? How can I come out of my seeing the action?
Unknow yourself before the friend.
I need to cancel my perception of...
I don't know, the perception of the acquaintance, of the actions, all these things, you can get completely confused. Read what Rabash says and writes, and do what you can, as much as you can. And then bring me his article and say that this is what you're doing or you can't do. At least. But you're giving me 5 words, and in each of them you have 1,000 interpretations to them.
According to what Baal Sulam is writing here.
Don't say like that you're going by Baal Sulam. That's also a mistake. Yes?
So I'll read, he says, everything that you know with your friend in this wide world is only his actions. In acquaintance with the actions, these are prompted and born by the association of the encounter with our senses, which renders completely...
Yes, that we don't attain the essence, but it's enough for me that which I attain in my friend and everything in this world, that I attain their actions, the way they influence me.
So what do I need to nullify? What does it mean to rise above?
What's written there in rising up?
You said, if I understood correctly, we need to rise above.
Above your ego, above your will to receive. In order to connect with the friend, you must be above your nature. You can't erase your nature, but you can seemingly not take into account all that nature dictates to you.
And then what is there? And what How does my perception change then?
Your perception will change by you connecting to a friend and feeling how you are outside your ego. And you will pray and the Creator will influence you, bestow upon you, and build from the two of you a new reality.
And then it stops, meaning I perceive the friend differently, not through the acquaintance with
each other. No, never. It will always be through the actions. You never reach the essence.
So what changed here all in all?
It changes by you rising above your nature and start discovering new phenomena. We never attain the essence.
And where does the Creator enter into this work?
In all that happens to us, in the connection and the distancing and all the changes in us, it's all Him doing this.
Last question. How in the best possible way should we depict this work?
We have the matter, the form that is clothed in the matter, the one that's outside of the matter, and the essence. The essence we don't attain, but all the other things we can somewhat attain.
German one.
Yes, Rav, today we had a task to write down our states, how often they changed, and the only thing I got to is that we need to connect to the Creator, and the complexity is how to see your will to receive and look at it from the side and see how this will to receive changes throughout the day. This is the difficulty here that came out at the end of the day.
Okay, very good that you did that, that at least you have some experience and what you want to know, to recognize in your nature. Okay, now try tomorrow, together with that, to ask that from the Creator to give you, through the change in your nature, to connect to the friends.
New York 4.
Hi, Rav. I wanted to ask, you were talking about that we needed to connect together with that feeling, one feeling in our heart. Is that feeling the same as the point in the heart?
Repeat, please.
Is the feeling that you talked about having to connect with, in terms of the heart, the inner feeling that inside the 10, is that the same as the point of the heart?
Well, I can't say. We will have to clarify that. There's no answer here. I can't connect the point in the heart to what you're asking.
Feeling is it that we're searching for to in terms of the other person's heart? What's that one feeling? Where can we locate that one feeling?
We are looking for there not to be, in my feeling, a difference between me and the friend. For us to truly be as if in one desire. Try to think in such ways. How is that possible for us to truly be in one desire? This trying, this is very important. And it gives the expansion of the heart and a tendency towards the Creator.
Queens.
Yes. Good evening, dear Rav. The state that renews, is this the sixth organ out of the five?
No, this is not the sixth sense. The sixth sense, we talk about the intention in order to bestow. Sometimes we say that it's like our sixth sense. But it's not a sense. It's not a true sense, a new sense. It's where we take the will to receive and by the reforming light, make from it a kli of this sorts, above reason, in order to bestow. This is how we explain it.
Specifically, it helps us to orient our heart from ourselves to the general.
Yes, yes. Well, let's go. Reader.
We're continuing.
דבר המתחיל הוא מעטה. ומעטה תוכל להשכיל בנקל אשר כל השמות והכינויים הבאים בספרי הקבלה הם גם כן ריאליים וממשיים. אף על פי
And now we can realize where easily where we are, even if we have no understanding, because those who engage in it have great satisfaction of complete knowledge of the perfection, the final perfection of it. Meaning, also just the knowledge of the actions that impress and are born out of the collaboration between the upper light and those who attain it. Although it's sufficient, because this is the rule, all that is known and comes from His providence to come to reality, to the nature of creation, has complete satisfaction, as it shall not be attained, just like one will not all of a sudden lack a sixth finger on his hand, because five fingers are completely sufficient for him.
Meaning, our attainment gives us is complete satisfaction, although we can say we don't attain the essence, the source, but the true source, we don't have a deficiency for it. So therefore, although it's not that we just get satisfied by it, but we're filled with attainment of the upper force that gets clarified and shines within our vessels. Reader?
Do you want to have maybe a pause for a song?
And afterwards?
We can continue, but we also have another topic that we didn't touch on concealment?
Please.
Song.
In this time so uncertain, what are we thinking of? Is the world going crazy? Or is he sending love? Could it be that his message just goes over our heads, leaving us with the feeling of confusion instead? Alone I am blind, together we see. We need one another to truly be free. Alone I am blind, together we see. We need one another. Together we see, we need one another.